Hopping through the forest, scoping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Hi there, I'm Will Bald, redneck chef of the Ozarks. Tonight, we're gonna make us deep fried oven roasted turkey legs in honor of Samhain. Won't you come down and join me? Now, it is important to get fresh legs for your roasting. That's why I trapped 9 wild turkeys and de-legged them myself about an hour ago. My daddy was a fisherman and a big believer in catch and release. So let all my turkeys go free after the harvest. That way, we'll have more legs next year when they grow back. Contrary to popular belief, turkeys don't need their legs to fly or scream. Now let's defeat and feather our garden fresh turkey legs. And there we go. Much better looking now. We gotta brine our turkey legs so they get juicy. I have these old paint buckets I stole from some road workers, and these will work just fine. Here you add your salts and peppers and assorted spices to your paint buckets. Then fill them with garden fresh river water that you got from the river. I like to add a little venison to the brines for that extra meaty flavor. These chunks I had left over from my deer harvest last year. If you don't have the fridge space for your buckets, don't worry. I like to keep mine in the basement, where I've been told it's very dark and very cold. After 24 hours, or one day if he ain't so good at the math books, we can harvest our legs from the buckets. Now, we'll roast these with our garden fresh veggies we got at the Walmart. Set your oven to 350 degrees, and we'll give it about 1.5 hours. While you wait, get your indoor turkey deep fryer set up to fry at 400 and fill it to the brim with oil. This way, you can fry all 18 legs at once, and real fast too. Sounds like the legs are ready. Come on, Patches. Let's stand real close to the fryer while I dump in all our turkey legs. Oh God, Patches! How did this happen? We followed the directions from the truck driver exactly. Oh God, everything's on fire! Oh God, it's burning! Oh God, it's burning! Well, time to get us a new house and shed. Wonder where we're off to next. Hope you enjoyed some cooking with me tonight, boy. Next episode, we'll show you how to make your own barbecue sauce by combining several other barbecue sauces.
Little Bonnie Foo-Foo hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on.